The Psalms, Week 6, Day 3. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of Yehovah. Psalm 111. Hallelujah! I will confess to Yehovah in all my heart, in the secret council of the upright and in the congregation. Great are the deeds of Yehovah, inquired after by all those who delight in them. Majesty and honor are his work, and his justice stands forever. He has made a remembrance of his wonders. Gracious and compassionate is Yehovah. He has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant to eternity. The power of his deeds has he told to his people, to give to them the heritage of the nations. The deeds of his hands are truth and judgment. Faithful are all his precepts. They are supported forever to eternity, done in truth and uprightness. Redemption has he sent for his people. He has commanded his covenant to eternity. Holy and fearsome is his name. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of Yehovah. A good intelligence have all those who do them. His praise stands forever. The one thing you can see about this psalm when you look at it in print is that each line of this psalm begins with a different Hebrew letter in alphabetical order. This is called an acrostic psalm. And so is the A4 psalm, Psalm 112. There are some other acrostic psalms, so that's an interesting part about them. Even the letters of the word. Now, when we look at the spiritual sense, the summary, it begins celebration and confession of the Lord, because he redeemed men and saves them to eternity. To worship him is wisdom. Explaining the words, he will remember his covenant to eternity, we read, it is said of Yehovah in the word, that is, of the Lord, that he remembers, and that he does not remember. And by this is signified that it is then done from mercy, whether it is preservation or deliverance. In like manner, it is said that he sees, he hears, and he knows, and that he does not see, hear, and know. By these expressions also is signified having compassion or not having compassion. The reason it is said this way is from the likeness and appearance with man. For when a man turns away from the Lord, as is the case when he does evil, then because the Lord is at his back, it appears to him as if the Lord does not see him, does not hear him, and does not know him, and also does not remember him, when yet this is the case with the man. The man doesn't remember the Lord. And therefore, from the appearance, it is so said in the word, as if it was the Lord who doesn't see. It is very different when a man turns toward the Lord, as is the case when he acts well. Everyone can know that calling to mind or remembering cannot be said of the Lord, because things past and future are eternal in him, that is, are present from eternity to eternity. We read further, when divine truth or the word is received by man, conjunction with the Lord takes place. And this conjunction is what is signified by a covenant. How conjunction of the Lord with man and of man with the Lord takes place shall also be told in a few words. The Lord continually flows into all men with light that enlightens and with the affection of knowing and understanding truths, also for willing and doing them. And since that light and that affection continually flow in from the Lord, it follows that man becomes rational to the extent that he receives that light, and he becomes wise and is led by the Lord so far as he receives that affection. That affection, with its light, draws to itself and conjoins to itself the truths that man, from infancy, has learned from the Word. From this conjunction, man's spiritual love or affection is formed, through which he is conjoined to the Lord, that is, through which the Lord conjoins man to himself. Questions and comments. Number one, what is your favorite verse in this psalm? Number two, this is called an acrostic psalm, meaning that each line begins with a different Hebrew letter in alphabetical order. It illustrates every letter in Hebrew has a spiritual meaning. Number three, to fear God means to love the things which belong to God by doing them and by not willing to do those which are against him. That's a quote from Apocalypse Revealed 5:27. In the Word, he teaches us what things belong to him so that we can do them and become wise and be conjoined with him. Compare this with a friendship or marriage.